We'll move on to item 8A, staff report. Gail?
Just a couple of things. One, we have hired a member services manager. You may remember Colin Bishop left earlier this year. We have hired Jasmine Lee. She comes from the courts. She started this past Monday, and we're very welcome to have her at CSER. And also, you might want to, on your way out, you may want to go through the lobby. Our new logo is on a plastic sign on our wall in the lobby area. We're going to be working on having our new logo added in here and maybe put some copies of some historical documents on the wall. But if any trustee has any comments on things you'd like to see in the boardroom on the walls, please let me know.
Okay. Thanks, Gail. item 8B, outside professionals report. Does Ferris have anything? And then finally, 8C, trustee comments. John.
I, over the weekend, attended the International Employee Benefits Foundation Trustees Master Program. I think designed for trustees that have had some experience. Some of my quick notes, one of them fits very much to our last speaker. Most attendees were elected trustees, most plans multi-employer. And considerably smaller than we are. These are quick points that might be of some interest to us. Ensure that money managers include in their contracts that they are fiduciaries. Consider sending out annual surveys to a random group of members, asking if they had any contact with the plan, and if so, was the question issue resolved to their satisfaction? Minimize the use of acronyms. Had some experience with that today. This is the one that is a sort of a natural fit for the last discussion. Several of the trustees at my table said their plans did not invest, and we're talking about equity, not fixed income, in non-union companies. For example, Walmart. And there are organizations out there that put together mutual funds of companies that don't include stocks, companies that don't include non-union firms like Walmart. So I got to know, just because it was 2 days of sitting at a table for eight, there were 10 tables of eight, one of the other trustees who was very proud that they did not ever invest in non-union companies. And they said, well, you know, the last 10 years you haven't had any tech or FANG-type stocks. Well, we did carve out a little something to allow us. but I, you know, we also spent lots of time discussing about being fiduciaries, that everybody was in full agreement that, of course, they were. And quite how that gets reconciled never quite got pinned down, but anyway, I thought I'd share that in my weekend. include a master schedule in each board book showing key annual reporting filing requirements and updating upcoming due dates. I'll give you this. And then there were some audit committee items. Audit program should include a search for duplicate payments. I don't know whether ours does, but if not, it's a good idea. The high-risk piece of a plan audit is the accounting for investments, not the what we spent most of our time on. Well, I'm not sure it's most of it, but clearly our new system, I think, is at the higher focus of risk from a trustee's point of view. This was in the accounting for investments valuation, particularly when you get into private equity and real estate, et cetera. And then destroy most files, or always a few you can't destroy, after 6 years. And that was that absolutely in the world, my consulting world, we attempted to follow that religiously. You don't want old files around. that go beyond your destroy date.
You clearly haven't been to my office.
in general. Anyway, that was the right. They've got 30,000 that get rid of those, right? It was based the group, just to summarize, the group was all over the country. We had half a dozen states represented in the eight at my table. Generally Taft-Hartley plans, generally smaller, and certainly from the back and forth and all of the best practices, we're just in a different league, which felt good. And I didn't volunteer. that's my comment.
Thank you, John. Anyone else have any trustee comments? Seeing no one. Oh, wait. One. Yep.
I'm sure this has been mentioned already, but I just, this is my first experience here in this this boardroom and really in this facility and this suite, and I just want to say hats off to everybody that contributed in terms of staff. Great job. The room feels really, really nice. It works out really well, and I know we've got the training wheels on with the equipment, and there's going to be some laughs and stuff like that. But everything seems to work really well. I'm really impressed. So nice job to everybody that contributed to this. I'm really happy.
Any other trustee comments? So before we end, I'll just add one. I'm adding on to Will's. Staff has been great and, you know, just helping me and giving me documentations. We had a great walkthrough that I thought was very, very helpful on Friday. So I echo your kudos to staff. So with that, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
And there is some lunch in the closed session room.
If you want to go do it right now,
oh, yes.
Don't forget.
Yes.